You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three. This show has flown by, man. It just, like, good Lord. Anyway, welcome
flown
to hour number
by.
Three. Flown. Like, whew, flown. I don't know why I made that sound effect, but there it is. All right, this is my favorite time of the week. So we are now joined by the lovely McQueen, and we are in studio for that segment that we call Boomer and McQueen. All right, all the whoop whoops. Hey, by the way, I do got to say, though, first, we have a bit of a breaking news. So Donald Trump, and I swear if he ate a ham sandwich, they'd stop at presses and tell everybody. But Donald Trump just flew into D.C., drove straight to the courthouse, pled not guilty, and then drove straight back to the airport and is now getting on his plane. But what really struck me, too, was he's out there in the pouring rain with an umbrella talking to the press. Biden won't talk to the press. Trump will stand out in the rain and talk to the press.
There you go. It shows it just right there.
Yeah.
And, like, I've just been watching his tweets lately, and it's been so funny because he just, you know, he's addressing everything. And he's like, hey, I think I'm one indictment away from ensuring my presidency. I just thought that was really funny. Like,
he's probably right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys. You know the deal. I ask questions. You guys have answers. Because
most of the time we have answers.
I have learned that you guys have opinions. Yeah, well, most of the time you really do, though. But I have learned that you guys actually have opinions. So
that we do.
Yes, you do. All right, I'm gonna stick with the topic that we've been kind of covering for a bulk of the show here. So Moms for Liberty is hosting this event in Madison on Saturday, right? Kirk Cameron, Riley Gaines, Faith, Family, Freedom, reading books to kids. You know, good times. And we're hearing the library is trying to cancel it. Claiming its lack of capacity. I want to hear your thoughts. Just give me your. This will be the third time this show I've said your unvarnished opinions.
Bull crap.
Okay. All right. Next.
Done.
I'm just going to go back to what we keep saying just today. And I thought about this, but even before the show, just show up. It's a public library.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
Yeah.
Just keep it. Yeah, I mean, don't let them take away something that was supposed to be already. And honestly, looking back as well, I believe one of the callers said something about it. You know, if it was one of these transgender movements or a drag queen show at the library, guess what? They probably wouldn't cancel it.
No, they probably wouldn't.
No,
but
not at all.
There could be five times the amount of people, and it probably wouldn't be canceled.
Yeah.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Although I would imagine, though, there would probably actually be like six people show up for that.
Exactly.
Whereas we could have 600 for Kirk Cameron. No. But all right, your thoughts. What?
Well, I just had this funny visual of when you just said that, like, no, just show up, just be there, like, go do it or whatever. I don't know. I just thought of the song. Remember, like, when we were in Sunday school, like the this little light of mine, and then it was like, hide it under a bushel. No, I'm gonna. I'm not. Okay, I know you. Well, that's what it just made me think of. Like, yeah, like just don't hide it. Don't let someone else like put out your, you know, that spark and that truth that you're going to share. Like, don't hide it under a bushel. Like, no,
no.
Like I'm gonna be there. I don't know. I just had a visual of that.
I wish everybody was watching the video when she did that because she actually did the movements. Guys.
I was just jealous when you got to sing a country song a couple weeks ago. So that was my little
yes,
rendition.
Yes.
But,
a day that will live in infamy, by the way.
But also, like, I feel like I've seen multiple things. Like, I saw there's too many people. They thought there was going to be 30. Then they said 300. And so then I saw somewhere else where, like, oh, well, no, they didn't get a they didn't secure a – oh, I forgot what it was called now. But, like, I've seen multiple things. And it's like, what's your story? It's because there's not a story. They just don't like the idea. And it's the whole – the woke idea. So it just – there's not been consistency with what I've
not.
Seen at least.
There's not been consistency. They're just scratching for a reason.
Oh, yeah.
But let me ask you this, though, the same topic. But so, you know, right now what we're also hearing is there's this liberal TikTok influencer who's telling everybody on her side, we got to show up and counter protest. And,
gosh.
And she's got ideas
at the
for
library.
Some, yeah. So we've got, she's putting out ideas on the foul, like profanity laced signs you can bring that, you know, and handing out books that are anti-Christian and all that. So let me ask you this. If the tables were flipped, if we found out that RuPaul was going to come here and do a drag queen story hour as a celebrity, like Kirk Cameron's a celebrity on the Christian conservative side, if RuPaul was going to show up and do a drag queen story hour at the library, should conservatives go and do their own counter protest?
Well, now you just made shed an interesting light on it, because, yep, I'm going to be out there blasting worship music outside of there, so. Oh, man.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Boom.
All right. Boom,
says
yes.
So, I say absolutely.
You're on fire today.
I am on fire today. Yeah, I would say absolutely. I mean, again, any time that we can protest, but, again, not with violence or any of that, but protest, you know, with our words and, you know, out of love and stuff like that, I would say absolutely do it. And then, again, even go into your local libraries or wherever these
gatherings,
gatherings come up. You know, if they are the public gathering places, you should be able to go and go before that and make your presence known.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I say.
And you know, and I would say too, I think I said it earlier, actually, I would say feel free to, if they're having the drag queen story hour, walk in the door and film it.
Yes.
And ask them a question. Hey, why do you think it's appropriate? Hey, can I ask a question? Excuse me, we're trying to read a book to the children. Yeah, but can I ask a question about why you're reading sexual books to children?
Mm-hmm. And you brought up a great point earlier as well. They're going to say things back to you. But guess what? They're going to say those things either way.
That's exactly right. They're
going to say those things about us either way if we're there or not there.
That's right. That's right. All right. Apparently you guys have opinions. All right. So next question. And this one goes into constitutional liberties. All right. So let's pick three that are Bill of Rights: freedom of religion, freedom of speech, which are often tied together, First Amendment, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and the right to bear arms, Second Amendment, are all constitutionally protected. But if you had to give up one to keep the others, which one would, what would you do? If they said speech, religion, firearms, if you had to give up one to keep the others, what would you do?
Can I phone a friend?
Yeah,
better not be me.
Boomer, what are you doing? Goodness gracious, that's tough.
Is it a trick question?
Yes, trick question. Yeah. Oh man, I feel like I would be freedom. Oh man, freedom of speech.
Really?
Yeah, because I feel like. But then at the same time, I think freedom of religion, you can still worship the way you choose to. I mean, there may be consequences, but you can still do it. But to me, that's like, oh my goodness, this is tough.
That's a hard one.
Now I'm having images of being thrown into the fiery furnace because that one.
that was our sermon last weekend, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, boom, I'm gonna throw it to you.
I'm still thinking.
Do I have to choose
you process
one?
For me,
it's like
give your thoughts.
For me, it's like, okay,
you're not giving up a gun. I know that. He's not emptying out the lockers and safes.
In my head, it's like, okay, we live in this country, one, because we were born here, but we also choose to. Hmm. And we choose to because of these liberties that we have.
Right.
And if these liberties are going to be taken away from us, why live here anymore?
Okay. You're right. I'm going to Australia.
I mean, just saying, why should I start bowing down to other things when I know, again, one of those liberties is my religion? Why should I start bowing down to something else that they're telling me that I have to do? Just like what we
Shadrach, Meshach,
and Abednego being thrown into the furnace.
Okay, so you're saying basically, why give up any of them?
Right.
Okay. I think that's the answer because, yeah. I mean, if you look at it, like look at it this way. All right. If you give up freedom of speech, then you can't speak out when they do come for the other two. If you give up your freedom of religion, then you can't gather together to worship the way the scriptures suggest that we do in Hebrews 10. If you have to give away your right to bear arms, then guess what? They can come at you and do whatever they want to, and you have no means of defending yourself.
Yeah.
And I would suggest this. people who want to give it away to preserve something else don't realize that there's never going to be an end to what they'll try and take away at that point.
That's what I was about to say. Would they start with one, they're going to go after the others.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. And I think that's the answer. We should constantly keep ourselves in mind with the fact that that when the founders did the Constitution and the subsequent Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments, they didn't intend for any of them to ever be given away. I mean, granted, there's an amendment process that, you know, technically there could be a way by which Congress would do away with it, but they're not going to.
Right.
And those 10 were so important. Mm-hmm. They were laid on so thick and so well that that they've stood the test of time. And I think you nailed it. If we're gonna give away those liberties, then why are we even here?
Mm-hmm.
So. Great answer.
Well done.
Thanks.
I failed that one. I did not do well.
You did fine.
Speech. I give it up.
No, but
you can't even stop talking. Why would you give up your speech?
I guess because I'm not going to. I'll say I will, but it's not happening.
All right. Take it to a break there, boom. Man, this thing was flying by.
I know.
All right. So we'll go to a break right now. We'll come right back. This is where we flip the script on Boomer McQueen, and one of them asked me a question, any question, and I just have to see what happens. Sometimes it gets crazy. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, Boomer and McQueen. We will be right back. And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, making it just cool to be a conservative. And this show, my favorite time of the week. We're doing it right now. Boomer and McQueen in the studio. And so I asked them questions first round. Second round, we flipped the script. One of them, at least one of them, asked me a question. Who's asking me a question? Which one of y'all's asking me?
I got one.
Question? Okay.
All right.
Go for it. What? You might want to turn your mic on.
I didn't even have my mic on. I couldn't even jump in there.
I win. So on the Trump stuff going on right now and the indictments and everything. So with the upcoming, I guess, court cases with about January 6th, is there a way that this could like backfire on the left and that there is this leads to investigation into the election, the 2020 election?
Oh, sweet. That's a great point. So, yeah, they're going to have in the course of, all right, so, you know, Trump's got multiple cases, but this one is on January 6th.
Yeah.
And this one is alleging that he knowingly foisted mistruths on the general public in an effort to undermine the election processes. So they're basically saying, you got out there and you lied and you knew it was a lie when you said it. Well, that, first of all, they're trying to claim intent where he has a right to his First Amendment expression. Just because he's president doesn't mean he doesn't have a right. Mm-hmm. He didn't go out there and yell fire in the middle of a crowded theater. It wasn't like that. He was telling them what half the nation believed, which was that there were irregularities that could have changed things.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to look into this. He's the president of the United States. Why would he not want to look into voting irregularities? Let's set aside the fact that he was the one on the ballot. Any president should want to say, we got to resolve this. All right, that being said, back to your question. You make a great point. So in the course of doing the case, they're going to have what the lawyers call the discovery phase. There's going to be depositions. There's going to be interrogatories. There's going to be trading of documents back and forth. And that means that there's going to also wind up having to be what they call third-party witnesses, people who come from the outside to provide testimony that helps the situation. Well, I guarantee you, somebody in Arizona or Pennsylvania or Georgia or something like that, one of these states, is going to wind up having information that gives credence to the fact that there was something worth questioning.
Mm.
And you're going to wind up having a very public review of what many still today, me included, believe was a highly irregular election process.
Yep.
And so to answer your question, yeah, they could backfire. They got the January 6th commission for the last 2.5 years with the Democrats in charge. Well, there was a new sheriff in town.
Yeah.
And they may think they got a court case going on, but they may wind up having a very public discovery battle that they don't want to talk about.
Hmm.
So fun question. Thank you very much.
I got a quick question on that. Quick question on that. So, well, not really on that. It's a little separate, but about the presidential election. So with all this Hunter Biden stuff going on and the Biden situation that may, you know, that he had to have some type of, you know, talking to people and everything going on.
Oh, Biden,
you
know, Joe Biden on the phone?
Joe Biden on the phone.
Big guy.
You know, they're trying to, it almost looks like, you know, they're trying to, okay, we're going to try to squeeze him out of this presidential election.
You think they're trying to get rid of Joe?
We all noticed that Joe's just Sleepy Joe over here doing his thing. So who are they going to try to put in that place if that happens?
Yeah, we were just talking about that last night.
We were talking about that last night.
They don't want Kamala.
No.
I can tell you
no,
that.
They don't.
But the prevailing wisdom is they're going to try and get Gavin Newsom, the governor of California.
Oh,
well, I was wondering if they were trying to hide somebody in the background until all this happens, and then voila, I'm your savior.
Oh, Gavin hadn't quite been hiding. There was one day when Biden was out of town on vacation or something, or maybe overseas, I forget which, and Gavin Newsom went to the White House, and nobody knows why. And they just showed him walking in the White House while the president and vice president were not even there. What, was he measuring the drapes? What was happening there? So anyway,
that is interesting.
I think the prevailing wisdom is Gavin Newsom is posturing for the opportunity. He's so hungry for power, and that would be an awful situation.
That would be,
by the way,
awful.
Do we have time for a stupid story of the week?
We got about 2 minutes, so I'm gonna go with
stupidest
the stupid story.
Story of the
but
week.
I might have a really good one.
Do you?
No.
Okay.
I don't have one.
And you kind of stole it at the beginning of, or right before the segment, and it was the man that spent $14,000, guys, on a realistic collie costume.
Collie, as in a dog collie.
As in a dog.
Like Lassie.
Yes, and there's a viral video out there that shows him walking around a park, and there are people like petting him.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
is he just walking around, or is he actually walking like
a dog?
There's
someone there, kind of walking him.
Like on all fours?
On a leash.
On a leash. And he's doing tricks, rolling over and stuff. It's weird.
So all I saw was a news story. I didn't see the video.
There's a video.
But, oh boy. I mean, that's a realistic looking
costume. It's a realistic looking
costume. And he
says
he's living out his dream. Like, people are saying, you spent $14,000 on a dog costume.
I didn't get to read another article, but it's him talking about, people are disturbed by my lifelong hobby. And I'm like, well, yeah, they are. Of course.
It's creepy.
I think his name is it Toco?
I don't know.
T-O-C-O.
Whatever.
I don't even know. I have no words right now.
If this is happening right now in Japan and he paid $14,000, when is going to be the point when somebody opens up a business just to make these costumes for people and you're going to start seeing them in your park? When is it going to stop?
I'm pretty sure when Jesus comes back.
I'm ready at this point.
Yeah, I'm saying. Take me away, Calgon. But that's wacky. That's your stupidest story of the week. That may be stupidest story of the month.
That's the stupidest story I've ever heard.
$14,000.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, I saw the picture. You can look it up. It actually is a very realistic looking costume, and he gets down on all fours. He plays the part. He's not like surprise, I'm a dude in here and jumping up on his back hind legs. No, he wants to be a dog. He is a dog in his own mind. He's living the life of the dog. Loving and petting and rolling around and chasing balls and just what a weird load,
too.
Man. All right, that's Boomer and McQueen.
I'm so disgusted.
It's
right
already
now.
Over.
No comment.
All right, you guys, listen, we got the last half hour coming up, and I got two dippers sitting over here. I don't know what to do with that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Call in and talk about the collie costume. We'll talk about that too. We'll be right back.
Actually, Brian, I really want you to keep going and say that. It's quick. Can you do that in 4 minutes? 4 minutes till the break.